Yo, what's up? This is ATG from Discrepancies, and I'm here to let you know about a huge show that we've got coming up on August 6th at Pops. $8 will get you in the door, and it's going to be us versus Inner Outlines as a dual CD release show slash battle royale. We're going to be playing with our friends Ashlyn, our friends Apollo's Daughter, and our friends with Forgetting January. So make sure you come out and have a great time with us. We're all going to be there and having a great night.
He's not me.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove. Hey, come out this Friday, August 5th, brand new records in store from Avett Brothers and reissues of Black Sabbath, including Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, Never Say Die, Paranoid, Sabotage, and the self-titled record. So come out and grab a copy of those. Live in-store performance August 14th from Carson Mann of the Scandaleros and Oak Steel and Lightning. So mark that on your calendar, August 14th. Hey, you can follow them online at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. This episode is also brought to you by Gaslight Studios over on Kings Highway in Shaw. Check them out at gaslightstl.com. Book a session. Come in and check it out. Call them up. Schedule a tour. Take a look at the wonderful facilities they have there. And it's just a great spot to hang out. And they do a lot of with local music and live music going on there. They'll have a live studio session where you can sit and watch through the window as your favorite band records. So it's just a cool experience. Check it out. GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. This episode is sponsored by Game Trader 2 in St. Charles, Missouri. They wanted to tell you about Mo GameCon going on August 13th. And that'll be at Elks Lodge 330 in Afton, Missouri. Tickets will be $10 or $5 plus two canned goods. There will also be exclusive event t-shirts for sale. And vendors, special guests include Adam Korelick of YouTube and the Rocket Punch Radio and Video Game Show podcast, and many others. There's going to be one going on, and like I said, lots of great local vendors and competitions and all kinds of things. So if you're into gaming, come check it out. August 13th, 12 to 7 p.m. in Afton, Missouri. Visit mogamecon.com for more information and tickets. That's mogamecon.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here. Rock Paper Podcast coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out with Katie Thomas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm happy you're here too. This is exciting stuff. We've been having a nice time talking off mic, getting to know each other a little better and stuff. But you got a new project you're working on and wanted to sit down and talk about it. So
yeah.
I said I was happy to help get the word out. So
yeah.
Do you have an official title?
I think the official title is founder and CEO,
okay. Yeah.
Which is a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you dizzy, but yeah, that essentially is what it is. Okay. So,
well, you founded Gigabit is what we're talking about today.
Yes, it's going to be, well, the technical name will probably end up being Gigabit Rocks, because it's...
Oh, we can pause.
It's the Xbox recognizing our talking.
Oh, yeah? Crazy technology.
I know. I'm like, here, let me play you some HBO Now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be Gigabit Rocks, because my lawyers say it probably needs to be that for trademarking reasons, because obviously Gigabit is a very common computer term,
yeah.
But the beautiful brain of Evans, you know, came up with, you know, why don't we call it like a play on words, like Gigabit, like
sure.
You can gigabit more, you can gigabit less if you'd like, so, and it just struck home, and that's what we went with, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should probably mention that you are you mentioned Evan, your husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's a musician himself. Been a guest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
With his band Maiden Waves. So,
yeah.
So you two this is kind of a brainchild between the two of you, kind of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a nurse by trade initially, and so, I mean, Evan's been an independent artist for our entire relationship, so, you know, I've seen and, you know, observed firsthand for a very long time a lot of the struggles that independent artists come across when it comes to trying to facilitate touring, trying to expand their contact base, and just kind of, you know, try to, you know, crawl their way up that ladder,
yeah.
If you will. And, you know, in a lot more recent years, you know, artists nowadays really would rather stay independent as opposed to, you know, sign a record deal, because a lot of the record companies have gotten a bad rap because artists end up signing away the rights to their music, which is their, you know, creative, you know, they own that. That's their
sure.
creative property. And, you know, you see it all the time with, you know, like, what's the guy from 30 Seconds to Mars? His name is totally escaping me.
Jared Leto?
Yeah, you know, it's like he did that whole, like, you know, documentary series about his struggle with that. And, I mean, there's countless, you know, Rolling Stone articles about these.
Sure.
You know, so obviously for independent artists, that's not the way... A lot of them lean now. I mean, there's indie labels that treat their artists better, but then there's a way to stay independent and do it successful, and we really want to help people do that even more than they already do.
Sure. Well, I think it wasn't until just, you know, fairly recently that Paul McCartney had to buy back all his own songs and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jackson owned them or something for a while or something like that.
Yeah, it's insane.
So,
like,
yeah.
When you think about how convoluted and crazy it gets, it's just insanity to me.
Sure.
It's just totally nuts.
Yeah. How long has Gigabit Rocks been around now? This is a brand new startup.
It is, yeah. So Gigabit Rocks, I mean, started as a thought when I was sitting on my couch on some Sunday morning after one of Evan's late Saturday night gigs. There's like snoring boys like on an air mattress in the middle of my living room, and I'm sitting here drinking coffee just thinking to myself, like, there's got to be a better way. And I was just like, why doesn't this, you know, exist to where you can have a website with multiple artists registered to that is easy to find the artist in a nice geographical way. You can map out a tour, contact those artists, collaborate on gigs. When they come through your town, you return the favor. It's like gig swapping on a more grander level.
Right.
And I was like, why doesn't this exist? And I was like, this should exist. But I sat on it for a while. I didn't pull the trigger at that point because I'm a nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
I don't know how to write code. And a good friend of ours, Ryan Kennedy, who played with Falling Fences, I was telling him about the idea, and he really helped to push me out of my boat. And he was like, Katie, he was like, tech is a piece of running a startup company, and you certainly have the skill set to do the rest of it. So you, if you don't do this, somebody else is going to do this, and you're going to be really ticked off that you didn't do it. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And so we started. I started, you know, really hitting it hard around Christmas time of 2015. I found my tech partners in late January, and we just released our beta July 1st.
All right.
So.
And so there's a there is an official Facebook page up, and so there's that, and then so is it gigabitrocks.com?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, so we got the official website out there, and
yep.
And any other platforms or anything people can go. Looking up more information on it?
Yeah, we also, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram too. Okay. You know, the best way for musicians to get to know it is really to register for the site at gigabitrocks.com. You know, basically what we are is a tour planning platform for independent artists. So what you do is you register, you create a small profile, you can essentially copy and paste from your Facebook band pages, so it's really fast and easy. And you can pull up a map of the United States, you can pull up a map of Europe, China, wherever you want to go. We have a lot of international artists that are really excited about this tool because when they're trying to plan their US tours, it's a nightmare for them because they're working with promoters, venues that they don't know if this is going to pan out well for them.
Yeah.
So the beauty of Gigabit Rocks is it is artist driven. The very basic features that we released with beta will always be free. As we roll out new phases, those will likely be premium features, which will be like a $10 a month subscription fee. So still pretty cheap,
mm-hmm.
but you know, something to at least keep our tech developers well caffeinated. So so it has a basic map feature. You can fill out a profile. And I think the crux of what makes this a really, really cool thing is that after bands play a gig together, they can go on gigabitrocks.com and rate each other as artists. So we kind of have a rating system similar to eBay where you give them thumbs up for certain features.
Okay.
And when you're planning out a tour and you're going through St. Louis, Missouri, and there are bands that have, you know, 90% approval ratings from other artists, and there are bands that have 30% approval ratings from artists, and you're coming from Tulsa, you're like, I think I'm going to try to contact the 90%ers because these guys are nicer, or they're organized, or they have a great fan base. So it's going to, I think, offer a lot more transparency for people. So it makes touring to be less of a nightmare at times. Because let's face it, when you're out on the road and people don't necessarily know who you are, you know, sometimes you're playing to a janitor and a bartender, sometimes a venue stiffing you. And these are all problems we're looking to address to make independent touring more favorable, more profitable. And they can essentially, like our motto, tour smarter and really be able to sustain themselves on that.
Do you plan to like get like a venue portion of it too?
Yes.
For them to get involved?
Yes. Yeah, venues will be part of our phase two rollout. With our phase one, we really wanted to focus on the artists themselves because, you know, unlike other gig booking platforms that exist right now, they're very heavily venue and promoter focused. And we really wanted to focus on the meat and potatoes of this, which is the artists themselves. So, the venues will be part of phase two. But we really know that our artists are going to help us with the venue piece of it because when they're logging in to do their ratings with other artists, they will put where they play. And that way it's going to auto-populate the venue portion because artists are already telling us, these are the people I trust. I play this place because I know they're going to pay me, you know, and they're not, you know, posting up places that obviously they don't want to do business with because they stiff them or for any number of reasons.
Sure.
So the venues will definitely be a big piece of it too, but that'll come a little later.
I think that's sounds like a great idea, and I hopefully you know, getting the word out more and and now with all this, but hopefully it continues to snowball and grow into
Yeah.
Something really cool.
Yeah. So. No, I mean, people are, they're very, very excited about it. You know, we have close to 100 artists already, like, registered.
Oh,
and,
great.
You know, the power in the platform comes from that collaborative community. So, you know, we need, obviously, artists everywhere. We want artists of all genres. We don't care if you're a jazz tuba player or a mariachi band. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we want Gigabit to work for you too with finding gigs.
Sure.
Wherever you choose to go.
Yeah. So this would be for a solo artist or a band or however, whatever your format is on how you're looking to tour, you can, everybody's open to signing up and getting the word out there. So yeah, I think that's a. Yeah, that's pretty cool to keep everybody inclusive and stuff, and then
and it's very tailored too for groups in that, you know, a lot of groups don't necessarily want to tour nationally. A lot of groups don't necessarily go overseas. You know, I mean, that's a very big, cumbersome task because it still requires. I mean, even with a great tool like Gigabit, it still requires a lot of planning, and it's a lot of work to prepare for a tour. But I mean, this is, you know, right now we are helping our first bands like tie up their mini tours from the Midwest, and it's like an easy like 5-date mini tour. And I think most artists, that appeals to them the most because they do have jobs, they do have families at home. They don't want to not everybody wants to be on the road for 6 months.
Yeah.
So you can really tailor it to whatever you want to do. If you want to do mini tour circuits, you can totally do that with Gigabit too. And when you couldn't play Milwaukee before, now you have bands in Milwaukee that you can contact and say, hey, like, I'm coming up there October 1st. Do you, or does another trusted band that you've worked with have something that I can maybe, you know, open up for? And you're already guaranteed that a local band's going to be playing, their fan base is going to be there, you're going to have good exposure. It just has a lot of safety checks that makes for a more favorable experience.
Yeah.
So.
Obviously, this is, like you're saying, this is international, but, you know, I speak to a lot of St. Louis artists on this show, and that's kind of what I talk to them a lot about how, like, you know, how ideal St. Louis is to tour out of, being here and kind of in the middle of the map. You know, you can easily make a little run to, you know, Chicago or go to Memphis or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a lot of bigger cities, or Nashville or whatever, you know, all these bigger cities around, centrally.
Yeah.
And, so yeah, I'm trying to talk to a lot of them about putting together weekend tours or what even, like I said, it doesn't have to be a massive thing, but
no,
you could even do just a run away for a weekend and go out and, you know, expand that market and, get new fans.
It's good to get out of your own backyard, I think. I think it's good to meet new people, experience different music scenes. I mean, we're all very used to the music scene in St. Louis because, you know, we have the pleasure of playing it all the time. But it's really cool to go to other cities, too, and you're like, you know, like Omaha, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think it, but it has an amazing music scene. Like, every time we've played Omaha, we have had the best time and met, like, some of the coolest people. And we wouldn't know that unless you get out of your backyard and, you know, hop in the van and go.
Yeah.
And I think tours are good for, you know, groups as a whole, too. You know, you bond when you're road tripping with each other. You might fight, too, but, you know, you have, like, funny inside jokes and new experiences. I think it just rejuvenates a group, too. I think it adds, like, another element of fun, you know, to what you're doing. It doesn't, you know, a lot of bands nowadays, they're great business people and they're serious and, which is good, but, you know, you gotta, like, shake your hair out and, you know, go out, you know, get out of Dodge for, you know, a few days and go have some fun with, you know, places you haven't been yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is going to be cool. I think, so if you're listening, and you, are an independent artist, of any sort, solo or band or whatever, go sign up at gigabitrocks.com and hit the road. Let's, get the word out there. But yeah, I get a lot of these bands, are, you know, friends, they'll be like, you know, being that I'm pretty involved in music, as a fan, but I'll get people like, hey, I got a friend coming through looking for a show, or, you know, have any suggestions, or, and that kind of stuff. Like, I do my best to, to sort of connect the pieces a little bit, you know, connect the dots for him.
Absolutely.
But now I can direct him towards Gigabit, and he can hopefully do that.
No, it is. It's going to be a beautiful thing. It already is a beautiful thing, but obviously we're a baby, and it's going to take time, as all good things do.
Sure.
But you know, we're really excited to see, you know, where we are a year from now, because as this morphs and evolves into what artists want, you know, it's going to possibly be a totally different animal 1 year from now as it continues to grow, and it's going to be really, really cool. So
definitely, yeah. Have you kind of do you have like a, you know, a 5 year or whatever, you know, goals that you'd like to get to, or
I mean
have you thought about any of that, like where where you really see this going?
Yeah, well, I mean, we would really like to, I mean, obviously we just want to continue to keep accruing users, you know, because that creates more people to collaborate with for other artists. But I mean, we would just, you know, I would love for, you know, Gigabit to become a household name almost amongst independent artists, and just basically, this sounds horrible, but basically like make that pie in the sky dream of getting signed to a record label to become obsolete, because artists feel empowered to say, no, I don't need that. I can do it myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to sign my soul away and sign my creative baby away. And I did this myself, and I have a nationwide following because this tool helped me to do that. And that would make me so happy know that artists can be independent and extremely successful and really focus on their first love with this. Like that would be, that would just, I could sit on a front porch in the South and drink iced tea and just be like, all right, I did my life's work.
I don't have any idea of music wise, but for me, doing this show as a podcaster, like I love doing this, but like people always come to me, all, you know, hey, why don't you go on the radio? Why don't you, you know, do something like that? And I'm like, you know, it's like, yeah, it'd be cool, but like at the same time, for me, it's a lot more gratifying if I can build something on my own and be successful with it like this,
yes,
without the help of the, you know, in their case, it'd be the label, my case, a radio, you know, a big radio station of some sort. It's like it's so much more rewarding if you can do it on your own, like you say, and like,
absolutely.
And
it's like, because with those other opportunities, while they do offer you a different kind of glass ceiling to break through, you know, it comes with a ton of strings attached, you know, and I think being able to be independent, I mean, it's just like the word, you're free, you know, if you want to release that album without having that producer's like, okay, because maybe they don't like track number 4, you know, you can say, no, I'm releasing it because you know what, this is me, this is all me. Like, I don't have to answer to you and appease you, you know, for the sake of my art. I think it is. I think it's that good old, probably American kind of mentality. Like, I picked myself up by my own bootstraps and I did it, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I wish you the best of luck. I hope, all this, goes well. And like I said, like, so go sign up if you're listening or tell a friend, tell them about gigabitrocks.com. Tell them to sign up and hopefully, like I said, it's already, you're getting some international stuff. So hopefully that continues. And I don't know how big I am over in other countries, but hopefully this is on the internet, so it can be maybe listened everywhere. So
absolutely,
that's the kind of the crazy thing about the internet. So
rising tides raise all ships.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk about this, and I wish you, like I said, I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully next year we'll get together and talk about how, you know, how crazy, you know, see where it is a year later and stuff. And,
yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
could be like a Gigabit birthday party
podcast. There we go. All right. thanks, Katie.
Yeah, thank you. Rock, 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 rock